What's good, everybody? This is I don't know podcast. I am the What's up, everybody? This is the I Don't Know podcast. I am your host, Caleb Quizera. See you next time. Peace. What's good, everybody? I hope that you're doing good wherever that you are, wherever that you're listening this from. If it's YouTube, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening on Spotify, podcast, everywhere, I just wanted to appreciate you. I love you so much. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for clicking the link. Thanks for searching my name. Thanks for searching the podcast name. Thanks for doing everything that you did, whatever that you did to get this podcast, to get this recording. I appreciate you so much. And this is a very good opportunity to present to you this podcast, what it's going to be, what it is, how it came about, how it's going to keep on going, where it's going, what is it, everything this podcast, you know. So I want to welcome you again. Sit back, enjoy, and relax. You are following the I Don't Know podcast. And in a few minutes, I'll dive into it, talk about how that came about. But just for you to know, this is the I Don't Know podcast. And my name is Caleb Quizera, your host. And we'll be having a lot of very beautiful content, very guests, a lot of good stuff out here. And I can't wait for me to present this stuff to you. And I can't wait for you to be able to consume this content, you know. So again, this is the I Don't Know podcast, and we're going to try. I gave myself a promise to upload this first episode uncut, raw, just put it on YouTube, and yeah, just to lay a good foundation of what this platform will be. It will be a platform of openness, of honesty, of transparency. So I'm gonna try to I'm gonna do it, right? But maybe we're gonna take off the small time when you are thinking or when you're trying to browse through your notes, and the rest will be raw. You'll be uncut. You will just go there. You know, humble beginnings, small beginnings, and even the Bible says not to despise humble beginnings. So this is my beginning, y'all. And if you're gonna watch this podcast and take it off this far, I'll just encourage you to, if there's something that you wanna shoot a shot on, just go ahead and do it. You know, you gotta flip the stones and see what's under it. There's some stuff you can never know how it will work, how things will turn out, until you try them. And this is one of it, not gonna lie, you know. But I'm very excited. I'm scared and excited at the same time. I'm terrified and hyped at the same time. And I heard somebody say, if you're excited and scared at the same time, you should probably do that thing. So this is my thing. This is the thing that I'm doing. This is the thing that's exciting me and scaring me at the same time. But by the grace of God, we're doing it. So yeah, I want to thank God. I want to thank you. This really means so much to me. This is the first step of this journey, of this legacy, of this beautiful thing that we're going to look back 1 month from now, 1 year from now, 10 years from now, and see that God is faithful, and see that we actually were obedient to take the first step and keep on doing, keep on working, keep on mastering our craft, keep on trying to sharpen it, even when we don't think that it's the right thing or it's the best thing to do, you know. So yeah, why I Don't Know podcast? You probably asking yourself that question, right? Why I don't know podcast? That's a very great question. So why I don't know podcast is actually a crazy story, right? I never planned to call this podcast I don't know. Back about a year ago when this idea came to me to start a podcast, it didn't come to me very clear. I wasn't sure of how it's gonna work. It's just that I heard somebody say that if you get ideas, just write them down. You know, you don't know what this idea will become. Writing the ideas down in your notes doesn't hurt anything at all, you know. So that's how it started, and that's about a year ago. So I wrote the idea down. I wrote like two lines. I just wrote in the title podcast idea, and then I wrote like podcast, like just two lines, you know. And then by time and with watching a lot of stuff, everything, life kept on going. That's my point. That's what I'm trying to say. Life kept on going, and ideas kept coming to my mind, and doing the same thing, writing them down without like an intent to start a podcast in the near future, right? But fast forward this year, around February or March, that's when it came real. That's when it became real. So I was like, okay, let's try this thing, you know. And then actually got into it, started planning for it, started planning, doing a budget, you know, trying to buy cameras, trying to set up a studio. And it ended up being overwhelming because it was very expensive for a starting podcaster. And as somebody who's in the creative industry, I didn't want to start, you know, I didn't want to start with a sound that has some buzz into them, with a camera that's crazy, you know. So that discouraged me, actually. So I was like, nah, this thing, I'm not going to do it until maybe I got enough money to do it. But then he kept coming to me, and God kept pressing my heart to do it. And then I went ahead and, again, looked into it. And a friend who's not even in the States, a friend who's in Europe, we was on a call. I was like, man, I want to do this thing, but I don't know how I'm going to do it. I feel like I'm ready to do it, but I don't know where, I don't know when, I don't know how, you know, I don't know what I'm going to say. And then we started searching. This guy who's in Europe searched for podcast studios in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then he sent me the link to the studio that I'm working with. And I was like, oh, this actually is now very bad for me. It looks like something that I want to do, you know. And I went ahead, reached out to them, went there, filmed one trial, and it was looking good. I was like, man, I think this is it. And then this is how we got here. So back to the question of why I don't know. When I decided to do this thing around in February, I was like, so being somebody who was raised in church, being somebody who is open to learning and who likes to, I'm a perfectionist, right? So I want my stuff to be perfect. You know, let me just be humble, open, and transparent. Hot, you know, let me be hot, you know. Being somebody who's a perfectionist and who's in the creative industry, I wanted my stuff to look good. So I didn't want a name that sucks, you know. So it was actually one of the hardest thing to choose a name, bro. I had like a list of 200 names that I could call this podcast. But the thing that kept coming in all the names was I was trying to make it sound, I was trying to make it appear like I have something to say, I have something to put out there, you know? I was being caught in the same lie that most of content creators and everybody out there, even normal people that are getting caught in, we're trying to appear like we got this thing figured out, and while we don't actually have it figured out. We probably have ideas about it, but we don't have nothing figured out. Even life, bro. We are born in different countries. We're born in different households, but nobody gives you a handout. Nobody gives you a copy. Nobody gives you like a set of rules, or nobody gives you a blueprint of how life is supposed to go. Or so you figure it out. You live it. You go into it and figure it out. You know. So God was like, yeah, I think you're lying, because one of those names was like unlearn to learn, you know, trying to tell the people like before you learn something, you have to unlearn what you knew for you to learn something new. That's good, you know, but that will make me seem like I'm teaching you. That will make me seem like there's something that I'm bringing to the table that you don't already have. And that will put me in a dangerous spot, you know. That will put me in a spot that I might not be able to meet the standards every time, you know. Like if somebody drops a comment on YouTube or anywhere about a question, and I'm up here saying I learn to learn, trying to look cool about it, trying to look like a rabbi, you know, trying to look like I got this thing figured out. That and you take me down, you know. So I was like, man, I'm going to approach this thing humble, open, and transparent, hot. You know, I'm going to approach this thing with humbleness, actually, being humble and being obedient, you know, being obedient to God telling me to do it, but also being humble and honest enough to be able to tell my audience, like, hey, this is a very great podcast. This is a very great content that we're starting to develop, you know, but I don't know everything, and I am not the best podcaster out there, you know. My accent only is crazy, is thick as crazy, you know. And there's a lot of stuff that adds up to me not being the perfect person to do this, but that's where faith comes in, you know. That's where faith in God and hope comes in. I am not the best match. I am not the best person to do this, but all I have, I don't have anything else to do this. All I have is a word from God and obedience in my heart and in my mind to say, though I am not the best person, I'll listen to you and follow what you said. You know, so that's how I don't know came about. I was like, I don't know, because I kept answering these questions. I was like, how is this gonna work out? I don't know. So are we going to keep doing this? Are we going to get any guests on the podcast? Are we going to be able to call, like, get brand deals, get any sponsors? I was like, I don't know. And I was like, you know what? That sounds like a good name. So I don't know, you know. But, yeah, man. So just to pop the bubble for you, I have never run podcast before. This is my first podcast actually to go out there. I have recorded one in this studio. It was a trial, and I just wanted to see how it looked. It was a testing session, you know. But you never gonna find it. You never gonna find it anywhere unless I put it out there, you know. So this is my official first podcast. So this is my first podcast. I have never run a podcast before, but that shouldn't be something to stop me. You know, there's first time for everything. Just as you can look into your life and see something that you're trying to do, see something that you're trying to adopt into your life. And I bet it's not something that you're used to. It might be something that's hard. It might be something that you don't have no idea. You don't know nobody who does a podcast. And actually, to say this, I don't know nobody. Well, actually, since I decided to start a podcast, I've met a couple people, almost like two, you know, but that's about it. That's about all the people. The total number of people that I know that have podcasts are like one or two. So I have never done this before. It's just obedience to God and trying to be, you know, whatever that he's calling me to be. Because most of this stuff, you can never be 100% sure. Because one of the stuff that was trying to stop me was trying to be sure of how everything will work, of how everything will go, of how we'll guess the first guess, of how we're gonna get our first brand deals. And man, I'm telling you, most of the greatest ideas, most of the greatest projects to ever happen, there was no guarantee, there was no insurance, there was no assurance that it's gonna work. But guess what? It did. It worked. But also, I have to acknowledge too, some of them didn't. You know, they didn't work. But also, you have to try for you to know if it works or not. You know, so if you're out there and you're trying to start something, or you're trying to keep on doing something that you had already started, and you're like, man, God, show me a sign, or you're like, at least I need support from my family, I really wish that for you. But if you don't get that, are you going to stop? If you're going to stop, and it's the right thing to do, congrats, you've done the right thing. But if that's the barrier, if that's something that's blocking you, but the right thing was to actually keep on working what you was doing, keep on doing what you was doing, I am here to encourage you, bro. Wherever that you are, whatever that it is, it might be going to school, it might actually be dropping out of school, it might be getting married, it might be living a marriage, you know, you might be starting a business, whatever that it is, you know. What does it take for you to give it up, you know? Because sometimes we ask ourselves, we tell ourselves, like, how is it gonna work, or am I gonna know that this is the right thing? You might not know if it's the right thing or not until you step your foot into the thing, you know. So yeah, that's the story of I don't know. And it's gonna be a very dope journey. I'm excited about it. And most of this stuff, most of life, actually, life in itself is a mystery. You can never comprehend life fully. You can never know life to 100%. Getting married, you go into a marriage, even though you love that person, I'm sure at the back of your mind, you're like, it's hard, and I know people who have divorced, and it's bad, and I hate it. I hate that there is actually a possibility that this thing might not work, but you bet with your whole life, you bet with your whole reputation on your family and your friends, and you say, I do, you know? So why can't you do the same? Why can't you be in this atmosphere, or why can't you be in this mindset of saying, I have to get into it to figure it out. Don't try to figure out something before you get into it. That's my point. That's all I've been trying to say. Don't try to figure out something before you get into it. You never know. If that's what you're trying to do, man, bye-bye. You know, you're never going to try. You might as well give it up. You might as well delete the folder. You might as well delete the Word document. You might as well delete the budget that you've already done. If you're trying to make sure that everything will go in line, I'm ruining it for you. This is a spoiler alert. It's not going to work exactly like you want. That's one. Two, you're not going to figure it out. Three, decide now or never. Decide what you want to do. Decide if you want to continue or if you want to live it and continue your life and keep on living the way you were living. But also, I don't want to make you feel bad, you know, because I know the first time I heard this podcast, I didn't start it right away, you know. So maybe the greatest thing you can do is actually considering doing it if you haven't started already. Maybe the first thing you can do is considering doing it, not just doing it right away. Just write the vision down. The Bible says, I think in Habakkuk 2:2, it says, write a vision, make it plain. You know, you don't have to start right now. If that's too hard for you, just write it down. You know, talk it to find mentorship or find somebody who has already done this thing and approach them, ask them how it works. Just explore it, you know? Consider actually doing this thing. If jumping into the waters, into the deep waters right now is very low for you, if that's very crazy for you, consider just put in your mind, I'm not going to do it right now, but let me explore. Let me be open to this that I think that God is telling me to do. This that I think is a business that can change the trajectory of my whole family. This that I think that can pull me out of addiction. This that I think that can make me into a man or a woman that I want to be in the future, that my kids will look at and feel inspired by, you know? And by the time, as time keeps going, as you keep getting familiar to this, you get to a point, I'm like, man, shoot, I'll just step into it. I'll just jump into it. I'll just go and see what happens, you know? So if jumping right in is very hard for you, consider it. Just write it down. Do whatever it means to you. Just take a first step. Take a small step towards the very big step, you know? Because some people take the very first step, a big step, and they go all in. But other people, the small step looks like nothing, so they give up. But I'm here to tell you, if that's all you can do for now, I'm proud of you. But do it. If the small step is all you can do right now, just take the step. And we're here to cheer for you. This platform is here to walk you through your life, walk you through actually my life, my flaws, my disobedience, my obedience, my faithfulness, my unfaithfulness, you know, my shortcomings, my good that I'll be able to do, as well as the bad. You know, I'll try to be open, I'll try to be transparent. But it's actually that you can see your life through me sharing my life, and you can actually decide to work on your life. This podcast is here. This platform is here. I am here in front of this camera with this microphone, with everything that's here, is for me to come here, share my life, share, put it out here, lay down in front of a camera, so that you, the listener, might be able to consider your life and decide to take a step or to stop or to start something or to end something. You know, I don't just want to make you feel good, because there's sometimes you can go to church or listen to somebody and feel good for a small amount of time. Man, I really wish that would never happen, because it has happened to me and it has led me to nothing. It gives you like a painkiller. It just gives you like a drug. It just lasts you for a small amount of time. It just gets you through some stuff. And then once this dose is over, now your back is back against the wall, you know? So I just want this to be something that can last. But you have to put your hands on it. You have to agree. You have to give it access. You have to decide to work on your life. You have to admit, you know. So again, this is the I Don't Know podcast, and we're here to help you work, see, explore your life as we share ours. Every guest that will come on here will try everything that we can. Myself, I promise, I'm not going to bring and come here and tell you some lies or trying to make myself look good. I pray that will never happen, you know. But the main point is for you to see that somebody's doing the work. Maybe I should do the work in my life too, you know. Maybe the obedience that God is, the thing that God is telling me to do, I can actually obey, though it looks crazy. I can actually do it, you know. Though it's hard, though you trembling, though it doesn't make sense, you can obey. You don't have to know everything to start. You can obey while trembling. you can obey while not having the funds, not having all the knowledge of how it's going to work. This is how this podcast is here. I'm obeying without having run a podcast before, without knowing how the next episode or the next season is going to work. I'm just living in now. Because if you look at it in the Bible, Exodus 3:11, Moses, he was like, God, what are you telling me to go back to Egypt? I'm out here. I'm doing my thing. Well, it wasn't the best life that Moses was living, but at least he had it together. And that's the hardest thing to us, stepping out of the norm, stepping out of the something that we used to, like doing something that we have never seen nobody do. And that's all right. I'm here to tell you that that is all right. One of the baddest things that I've done not so well on is obeying God, but trying to seem like I've got it all figured out. I think that's a sin, because that it looked. So here's the thing: sometimes God uses your life to help other people, to inspire them to work on their lives or to do a change or to do something in their lives, right? But if you obey God but also appear or seem to other people like you've got it together or you good, how is that gonna help them? How is that gonna uplift them? Because most of this stuff, it happens behind the scenes. You're not gonna see it. That's why God wants you to obey him but also be honest, obey him but also be transparent. You know, so that's something that I've done very bad at. I've been obedient to God, but I haven't been transparent and honest about my obedience walk with God. Because I'm like, if I tell them exactly how it is, they might think like I'm crazy. They will not like it. Like, and the truth is, they won't. They're not going to like it. But God is like, okay, are you going to do it still, though? Are you going to be obedient and be honest as well? Because you might not see how this will impact their lives. But maybe, let's say, 2 years ago, they might be in the same situation or a different situation, but be inspired by the action that you took of following God's voice, though you didn't know how things will work out. So that's something that I'm battling right now. I'm trying to get to a point that I can obey him. And still, when my friends ask me, like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, man, I'm down, bro. Like, I'm depressed in the obedience that I'm trying to be all this God told me. I am actually oppressed. I am actually fearful. I don't know if this thing will work out, you know? You can obey while trembling. Yeah, that's actually so good to me, because this is why this podcast is going to be a great thing. It's a very big thing, actually. Let me not just say it's going to be a great thing. It's a big thing right now for me to be in front of a camera. Man, I didn't think I was going to do this ever. At some point, I was like, man, let me just write this thing down and that's it. You know, so we've came a long way, and this is a big thing already. So as I am talking to you, it's hitting my soul right now. I'm like, yeah, I might have to be transparent, man, and it's crazy. I might have to actually be obedient to God and also share my failures in my obedience to God to other people, expose myself. And now they can laugh at you. They can even discourage you. Because I know how it feels. Trust me. But giving them that access, it feels like you tearing your soul apart. And it's hard. But I feel like that's what God is requiring and requesting of me. And I feel like I can submit this to you too. Maybe whatever that you're trying to do, the obedience that he's asking you to do, he needs you also on the top of that. Ooh, on the top of that, also be honest, be transparent, be humble, you know, because there is a difference actually. Wow, this is so good. I heard it from I think my pastor or somebody. Yeah, I think my pastor. He said the difference between transparency and honesty. Being honest is saying the truth when you are asked of whatever that's going on. Let's say you're addicted to pornography and somebody asks you, are you addicted? Are you going through any addictions at this time of the at this time of your life? Honesty is saying, yes, I'm going through it. It's ruining my family. My wife doesn't know, my kids doesn't know, but I do it every time at work. I have to do it at work because at home it's very scary. So I can only do it at 10:30 when I'm on my break. Instead of going to eat my lunch, I first have to go in the bathroom, look at it real quick, then go back to eat. You know, that's actually nasty, but I'm just, you know, that's honesty. Saying yes, saying that you are wrong or admitting of something when you are being asked of. But transparency, on the other hand, is exposing yourself. Nobody's asking you. Nobody's is here to look if you're actually doing it. It's you coming out of yourself and sharing it and saying, hey man, I am actually addicted. I am actually on drugs. I am actually having all these debts and I don't have no way. And I feel it's so heavy on me and I sometimes feel about taking my life. You know, that's transparency right there. So I feel like God right now is asking me all of that, but you know, it's progression over perfection because nobody's perfect. You can never be perfect. If you're trying to be perfect, you're gonna end up in a very bad place because once you miss the mark, you're gonna feel bad about yourself and you might end up quitting the whole thing, right? So yeah, I feel like right now I'm not yet on the level of transparency. I'm still trying to work on the level of honesty when especially this time of this moment, this specific period of my life where I'm trying to do whatever that God tells me, trying to follow his word when he tells me, I'm trying to be obedient right away. It's so hard because man, this accountability from the wrong people, it doesn't build me up, you know. When somebody asks you how it's going, when you know that they might end up talking behind your back, you don't want to admit that you actually struggling. So I feel like right now God is asking me, yeah, though you know that they might not gonna use that information for the good, just say it. You know, just say it. So I'm not on the transparency level, but I you know, sometimes now and then I can do the transparency, you know, but I'm not there yet. But you know, we working this thing out, bro, with God, and that's the good thing about being committed to the work. Like I decided that there was like a couple of stuff that I decided about God. When he tells me something, I'll try to obey. That's one. And I feel like I've signed my life to him. I'm like, however the lows, the valleys, whatever good or bad, however it works, I will still try to work, do whatever he's asking me. I'm committed to him. I'm trying to be committed to him that if he goes through death, very bad situation, life circumstances that nobody likes, even if it goes through those circumstances, I'm trying to get to a place that I won't give up on him. Because the truth of the matter is he's not going to give up on me, right? He's not going to give up on me, but we can give up on him. So I'm trying to be committed. Even the Bible says he's closer to the brokenhearted and knock and he will be open to you. All these verses, you know, I feel like there's a demand that he's putting on me of pursuing him more and being able to live in all that he wants me to live in the best life that he can give me. But he's the overflow of finances, the overflow of, you know, joy, of peace, of certainty that he's got me, actually, that he really got me, though it might be bad, though the situation might be very bad, that he actually got me. That the situation being bad, it doesn't mean that God's got me, you know? So, yeah, man. So this podcast, I don't know, can actually mean to you. In case you haven't found your I don't know in your story, I don't know can actually mean I'm broken. Because I don't know, like I said, if you watched all the or listened to all these stories that I'm saying, I had to admit, like, though God is telling me to start this thing, and though I am going to be obedient, I don't know how to run a podcast. I have never run a podcast before, you know? So I had to admit. First, I had to be aware of it. I had to be aware, maybe sit in the studio and see how I was sucked. I was bad, you know? So I had to be aware of it and admit it. So I feel like that's what we're trying to push. That's what we're trying to submit. That's the picture that we're trying to paint. That's what we're trying to lay in front of you, or just in case you don't remember anything. I don't know can mean I am broken. So you have to be aware of it and admit it and continue your life or proceed from there, you know? Because sometimes I don't know can be a stop sign. It can be a red light. But now what we're trying to do is, we're trying to be aware that we don't know, or we're trying to explore or know that we don't know, or we're trying to get to this place, be aware that we're broken, or be aware that you are addicted, or be aware that you are in debt, or be aware that your business is actually not making any profits. Being aware of it and admitting it, that is actually happening, and proceeding from there, not letting these two things, this broken heart, this broken relationship, this broken home, this bankrupt business, this new podcast that I'm starting, not letting it, me not knowing, we're trying to get to a place that we're not gonna let it be a stop sign to for us. We're going to proceed from there, because most of the time we stop from there. Being aware and admitting that you don't know something, or that you're broken, that, or that you're addicted, or that you was molested, or that you was raped, it's most of the time it's the stop. It's the end of the story. And if that's the end of the story, your story is going to be bad. It's going to end with a bad ending, you know? So we're trying to proceed from there. We're not trying to suppress the pain. We're not trying to suppress the trauma. No. We're trying to explore. So the next step after these two is, it might be you going to therapy. It might be you staying in the marriage, though he cheated on you. It might be you leaving the marriage, though you love them, or it's working. I don't know. I'm just laying this there. Just fill in the blank space, you know? This is what I always do. If somebody's preaching, or if somebody's saying their stories, I don't try to take their story and apply it to mine, because I am not telling you to start a podcast if that's not your thing, you know? If it is, let's go. I'm man. Hit me up. Let's do something. We all out here in the deep, you know? But I just want you to fill in the blank space. I don't know, Matt, might mean that you are the cheater. You cheated on your spouse, and your spouse, and they don't know, and you're exploring if you're going to tell them or not. If you tell them, it might end bad, and if you don't tell them, they might figure it out after. So you have to be aware that you cheat first, admit that you did. You don't have to admit to them at this time, at this moment. You don't have to admit to them yet, you know? You might admit it to yourself, and then from there, that's where you take the next step. So the next step, that's where I'm telling you, fill in the blank space, what it is. Because I don't know your life, but you know you, you know? So fill in the blank space. Yeah, man. So this podcast is about Jesus, is about life, is about faith, is about finances. But all of those, if I was gonna give you a conclusion, this podcast is about, I'm trying to share my life, my stories, and the Jesus story in my life, how it's going, just in case it might lead you to looking into your life and actually starting to work it, you know, trying, starting to having the uncomfortable conversations that you might not have on a, you might not want to have, you know? Because the thing is, I don't, these conversations, man, most of the conversations that I'll have here, there are conversations that I've had, that's one. And there's stuff, most of the stuff that we talk about here, there's stuff that I've talked about people that I've thought, but also too, there are stuff that I might have never said it to anybody. They have been in my mind, but sharing my story so that it might impact your story to work in your life. That being the vision, I might have to bring those stuff that nobody has ever thought of so that it might maybe encourage you to look into your life and say the things that you never said. Maybe tell your brother, like, hey, when we were 17, when you did not come to pick me up, or when, well, when you left, or when we had this plan of going out and you went without waking me up, it made me lose all the trust in you, you know? But all of this stuff, you have to be aware of them first, you have to admit them first, second, and then proceed from there. So if you don't get anything, get that, please, you know? And I am very proud of this. I'm very proud of how this thing, how far it is and where it's gonna go, you know? But I'm not gonna, I don't wanna focus so much in what it's gonna become because I wanna focus in the now. Because that's where the purpose is. Because, well, this is not even in my notes. I didn't even think of this, but this is my regular life, me thinking of life and purpose. So most of the time we think that purpose is something that's far. It's something that's in 30 years to come. It's something that is in 10 years to come when we achieve the role in our business, in when I get married. That's not where purpose is. Because if that's where purpose is, what is now? What is this time now? Am I supposed to mess around and wait for that time? Purpose is actually in the present. Purpose is what makes you get up, is what makes you do what you do, react the way you react, act the way you act, say what you say. You know? So purpose is not in the future. Purpose is in the present. So I'm not gonna try to focus in what's gonna happen on this podcast in 30 years. That's very beautiful. That's very fine. It's good. I know. It's gonna be fire. But I'm gonna focus in now because that's where the purpose is. Because if purpose is in 30 years to come, 3 years to come, 10 years to come, that means we're gonna spend more, less time in purpose than in the journey. So that means we'll be wasting all this time in the journey? No, there's no way. There is no way. So you gotta, purpose is actually in the journey. Purpose is not the destination. This life is not about the destination, it's about the journey. You know? So yeah, man, this was the first episode and I am very thrilled. I am very scared. I am very happy and excited about this thing. And if you have stick with us to this second, to this minute, you is the real one, man. I appreciate you. I love you so much. Thanks for sticking around. We're gonna try to keep it short and sweet, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna do all it takes to make sharing our lives, to inspire your life, to work on your life. We're gonna try all we can to make it fun, to make it relevant, to make it simple, to make it everything that we can for you to get the point. That's what it is, for you to get the point, you know. But again, you have to decide, because we can move heaven and earth. If I go to church, if I go to a business meeting or to a business conference, they can move heaven and earth. But until I decide to actually take the lessons that they're giving me or consider even taking them, nothing will happen in my life. I can go in as much as in many conferences as I can, but until I decide or I even consider deciding, nothing will happen. So everything that we'll say here, we're going to try to bring it in the best quality, in the best way. But all of this is for you, my brother, my sister, my mom, my dad, anybody that might be watching this, you know, to look into your life, see the flaws, the good, the bad, the nasty, the stuff that you're proud of, all of this stuff, and be aware of them, admit them, and continue from there, not stopping from there. I love you so much. Thanks for sticking with us. This is the I Don't Know podcast. Like, share, subscribe, do all that you can do to keep on getting this content and to get it to the next person, to your neighbor, to your friend, to get all this good stuff. And God bless you. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your whatever that you're doing. See you next time. Peace.